Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Jesus tells us that the Spirit of the Lord is upon him and that he is anointed to preach the gospel to the poor and that he has been sent to heal the brokenhearted. This is a direct pull from Isaiah 61. Where Jesus is reading it word for word. He will add something. We'll get to that in a few days. But on this one, he's taking it directly out of the Old Testament. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Even though some of the earliest Greek manuscripts do not contain the phrase to heal the brokenhearted, the early translators probably put it in there because it is in Isaiah 61:1. So there's no damage being done in that. Jesus was reading the text, and we know that what Jesus did was heal the brokenhearted. In fact, it was a part of his ministry that might have been the most important part of his ministry. Men were broken in their heart and in their spirit and in desperate need of a healing that did not relate itself to their physical man as much as their spiritual man. The one that stands out to me is when Jesus goes into a home and the crowd is so packed in the house that I can imagine that they've got the doors and the windows thrown wide so people can stand and look in. And on that particular day, the crowd is so packed that people are trying to squeeze their way in, and someone tears a hole in the roof, and the roofs were flat. They weren't pitched like in the U.S. They were flat so you could sleep on the roof or lay on the roof or eat on the roof. And kind of like an apartment building in a big city with the flat-topped roof, and you can put little, you know, swimming pools or whatever on top. That was very common in Israel, not the swimming pool, but the flat roof. And so they tear a hole in the roof and they lower this palsied man down into the room. We don't see that the palsied man has faith, but the four men have faith that lower him. And it ends up that you can see this plaster and wood falling into the room, and Jesus is brushing it out of his hair, maybe smiling, and they lower the man right in front of him. And when Jesus sees the man, he obviously knows that the man needs healed, but he doesn't mention his healing. Instead, he says to him, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." And that causes a chaotic storm in the room with the Pharisees and the lawyers who say, "You can't tell somebody their sins are forgiven them. Only God can forgive sins." And Jesus, of course, remarks that what's easier to say, "Rise up and walk, or your sins be forgiven you." And then he tells the man to rise and walk. But it strikes me that before Jesus would restore the power to his legs to walk, he had to restore the power to his heart to believe. And this man had a problem in his heart in which he carried guilt and condemnation. So Jesus had to release him of his guilt and condemnation. Some people are carrying sicknesses because they carry guilt. If they got rid of the guilt, they get rid of the sickness. I'm going to throw out a number that I can't prove. This is just my opinion. I'm going to throw out the number 50%. 50% of the ailments among believers could be alleviated if they get rid of condemnation. They're holding on to such guilt and condemnation, they're actually weakening their man, their body. Jesus releases the man from his sin. "Son, your sins be forgiven you." And then he takes up his bed and walk. Because Jesus is first and foremost in the business of healing the brokenhearted. And healing the brokenhearted then frees us to be healed in the natural. And again, I don't think it's all the time, but there's a lot of that needs to happen. If your heart has been broken, be it by a marriage, be it by somebody, be it by disappointments, be it by sin, Jesus is your answer. Not the local church, not your favorite preacher, not the best book-selling book. Jesus is your answer. Call out to Jesus. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.